And welcome to the 23rd episode of Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I'm your host, as always, Edinar, and I'm joined today by my co-host. I have Dave on one side. Dave, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am peachy. I am in a very good mood, which we will get to shortly, because our rant paid off. And I think it's solely because of our rants.
Totally.
I think it's solely because of our guests.
Yeah, like Painted Land, if for those, you know, for listening last week, he was ranting pretty hard about a certain topic, and we got a little certain update today. Take care of that.
I think we all ranted on a certain little topic.
Yes. I think he kind of took it to the next level, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, that other stranger you hear over there, fresh out of jail, being somebody's shower buddy, is Coleman.
Oof. Hey, look, being Grande's shower buddy is not that bad of a deal.
Alright, fair enough. I mean,
I suppose there are worse shower buddies, yeah.
True. I mean, but you are, you like, you even had sirens on in the background before the show started.
Yeah. Yeah, they were looking for me.
I'm glad you can hide out from the police with internet. Like, that's impressive. Exactly.
Well, it's a friend's internet, so they don't know I'm on it.
Okay. So, hopefully they don't track your IP address.
You know. Let's hope not. All right. Let's hope they don't know who my friend is and track it.
There you go. So, we actually kind of have a lot of stuff to go over today. Like, originally, earlier in the week, it didn't seem like we had all that much, and then slowly, things left and right just started to trickle in until we got a bunch of stuff.
Going into this, we were kind of worried we weren't going to have much of a show. We were like,
Yeah, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, we could talk about Rey.
Yeah. We would have found something.
Yeah, we would have found something to talk about for 2 hours, as always. But I guess we'll start into the first thing. We had a content update. In that content update, we got a brand new character. Mm-hmm. We have the wonderful, wonderful First Order Executioner. Now, for those of you who are like, who's the First Order Executioner? He's the guy who almost cut off Finn and Rose's head. In the movie.
Almost.
Spoiler alert. We're past spoilers.
No, I know.
Yeah, we're past that. We actually, little funny story, I posted the podcast on Reddit and it got taken down. Because it talked about the movie, but I posted it one day early. So the next day they lifted their movie spoiler ban on Reddit for SWGOH. Mm-hmm. So then they messaged me back and they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and repost this. I'm like, all right, that works. So we could totally talk about the movie. So we have the First Order Executioner. This is, at first we got like the Resistance character. We got the new Rey. Now we're starting to get some of the new First Order characters. So we have the First Order Executioner to follow up with Unmask Kylo and what was the other one? First Order. I forget his name all the time.
Special Forces TIE
Pilot. Special Forces. First Order TIE Pilot. That's what I'm just going to call him.
Well, that already exists, though.
Oh.
Special Forces TIE Pilot.
Yeah, just say that. First Order TIE Pilot is a character.
Oh, yeah.
Different character.
God, way too confusing.
Still extremely scary.
Oh, yeah, he still hits like a truck. Yeah, Special Forces. Just call him Special Forces.
Special Forces.
There you go.
And Unmask Kylo, or Swole Kylo. Swole Kylo. And the First Order Executioner. We have the start of a wonderful new First Order team that hopefully doesn't get wrecked in Arena.
Yeah.
So, we'll just go over quickly. He's a very, very basic character. Like, he's probably the most basic character we've gotten in a while. And by basic, I mean, he has one his main attack, he has a special, and he has a unique. No Zetas. I can't remember a character this kind of basic that we've gotten in a long time.
It's been a very long time. And I'm kind of sad he's not, like, just released straight into, like, Galactic Warshop or something.
I mean, he still could be. He could. after this event or whatever, he could be put in there. I mean, I highly doubt it, but never say never. But we'll go over his kit real quick, because it doesn't take long. So he's a First Order attacker. To me, he has the best weapon in the game. Like, the weapon animations. I love his weapon animations. I'll say that right out.
He looks really cool, and the weapon is well done. Their animations, again, they just continue to get better and better, in my opinion, with this game.
Yeah. So his first attack, called Judgment, is deal physical damage and gain health up, which is 30% for one turn. If the target is debuffed, this attack is guaranteed to be a critical hit, and First Order Executioner gains advantage for two turns. That's it. Very basic, but I like it, because it works so well. Like, it works so well with Unmasked Kylo lead.
Oh yeah, he's gaining so much health, and then I haven't gotten a chance to play with him yet, but...
Do you have him at 7 stars yet?
No, but someone in my shard does, and it's kind of annoying to fight.
Yeah, well, I'll just read this. So the reason I say it works so well with Kylo's lead is, Unmasked Kylo's lead is, First Order allies have plus 40 crit damage, plus 30 speed. When a First Order ally scores a critical hit, they gain 20% turn meter, and then when a First Order ally gains a status effect, they recover 5% health and protection. So on his basic, he's going to gain 5% health and protection, and he's going to gain 20% turn meter. Most of the time. Just off of his basic under a Kylo.
And the health up buff.
Yeah, and the health up buff. So, I mean, under Unmasked Kylo lead, this is a great first attack, or basic attack.
Well, Kylo gives the 20% turn meter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and you'll get to this. He gives himself even more, though, through his own unique.
Yeah, through his own unique. Well, first we'll go over his special. And it's called Death Sentence. So it's deal physical damage to target enemy, remove 50% turn meter, and dispel all buffs on them. If this attack defeats an enemy, First Order Executioner gains 80% turn meter, and the cooldown of this attack is reset. Otherwise, he gains 40% turn meter and 20% max health, stacking until he defeats an enemy. And the cooldown on this is 3. So
it does some big damage, though.
It does. But the thing is in the beginning of a fight, all he's going to get is 40% turn meter and 20% max health stacking, because he's not killing anybody right away.
Right, but he's wiping buffs away.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on, there are some pretty heavy hitting characters in that faction. I guess you could, depending on who's on the other team and how things go, there's a chance he could take somebody out.
Yeah.
But what's cool is if you don't use, you may not want to lead with that.
No, right? You don't. You probably don't.
So you're going to want to use his basic first, and then, because if you can finish someone off with that, he goes immediately again, based on the turn meter the turn gives him, and then Kylo's lead would give him. So he goes immediately, like right away he goes again. Yeah. 100% turn meter, he's going to go again. He's like Han in that regard, where he'll then be able to follow up with the same move again, for like another 35k or whatever the heck this thing hits for when he's fully maxed out and he, and he's got all his, you know, well modded. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a pretty obvious crit chance, crit damage mod set.
Yeah,
yeah,
because he's got so much uniqueness in his turn meter that you don't need speed on him really.
No, you don't really. I mean, his base speed is just slow as hell. Like, it's 111. But he doesn't really need that.
Yeah, if he was too fast, he'd be a little broken. So I think it's okay to have him, because, again, he's going to get tons of speed from Kylo's leadership. or he's going to go a lot under Phasma lead just through the assists and stuff, which I think he synergized. I think what's nice is he synergizes well with both leads, which for First Order, which is important. You know, similar to how they've done with Resistance and making sure that, like, you can use these characters with Finn, you can use these characters with Rey. I think every First Order character really needs to be able to be usable with both, so that's a good thing to see here.
Yeah, now, the thing is I was, I mean, just simple math off the top of my head. He, with Unmasked Kylo lead and, like, 100 mod speed set, I mean, he's looking at, what, 240 speed? That's not bad. I mean, some people would kill for 240 speed on a character.
No, totally. And really, what's nice is it like, you aren't right now in the current arena landscape. The real only speed lead that people are using is Talzin.
Mm-hmm.
So like the rest of the
Saj.
Sometimes, yeah, she has it too. So either one of them, right? So Night Sisters. And then, so really, it's just like, it's just equalizing him up to, under a Kylo Ren lead, what, like, you're getting some, like, good characters speed-wise, you know what I mean? So, like, you're seeing a lot of, you know, certainly you've got your droids that are now going off at, like, 300-plus speed, and that is what it is. But for like your typical characters, like he's going to be able to get up if you give him a good like plus 90 plus 100 set. He's going to have plenty of speed, and he gets so much gear it won't matter.
Yeah, and his I was just looking, his special actually does hit pretty damn hard.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The video.
Yeah, if you watch any of the Game Changer videos, he's single-handedly taking out the tank.
Yeah, I mean he's basically, let's put it into perspective, the damage range is as identical to Vader's Culling Blade.
Okay.
Without the damage buff that his Culling Blade gets. But it's about the same. Like, he has 8,500 max damage on it without, you know, crits and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, I mean, it still hits pretty damn hard. Yeah. I mean, I love this special, especially being on a 3-turn cooldown with no Zeta.
Or a no-turn cooldown.
Yeah, or no-turn cooldown if you kill someone. Like, to me, like, and I think, I forgot whose video, I think it was Cubs fan that I was watching about how he compared him essentially to like, Maul. Like, kill... Go again, kill, you go again, type of thing. Because, yeah. I mean, when he kills, he gets 80% turn meter and the cooldown's gone. So that's what he was comparing it to. Just kind of like similar like that. Which I'm fine with. He only has one unique. So his unique is when First Order Executioner scores a critical hit, he gains plus 10% max health stacking until the end of the encounter. And First Order allies gain 10% turn meter. First Order Executioner has bonus offense equal to 5% of his max health.
Which, he's gaining max health a lot.
Yeah, he's gaining max health a lot. He's getting all that offense up. He's giving all First Order allies turn meter. Like, I mean, he's giving all First Order allies 10% turn meter on his basic, essentially, if they have debuffs on the other team. So, like, they're going to be fast.
Yep.
They're already pretty fast. If you combine it with the Special Forces TIE Fighter pilot, who on his special grants speed up to everybody on First Order.
Now, do none of the new Unmasked Kylo Special Forces and stuff, they don't call in assists, do they?
Yeah.
Special Forces does, yeah.
Yeah,
Special
of the Forces new characters. Okay. Yeah, I know Phasma does. I didn't know if the new characters did.
Phasma calls one as the lead, but Special Forces calls one with his special.
Okay, and can you pick?
I think it's
I'll check. I think it's random.
It says call target other ally to assist.
Special Forces does?
Yeah, that's what it says.
I got him a favor because I'm finishing him up now.
Yeah, deal special damage to target enemy and call target other ally to assist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. You target your ally.
Hmm. Okay, so, I mean, plus give everyone 10% turn meter with that, then.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Yeah, it's the synergy's there. I like it. Need a couple more. I mean, there's still obvious first order characters that we don't have in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, most notably Hux. There's no Hux in the game, so he's the kind of guy who could come in and really make this team complete. At least I'm hoping, because I'm looking forward to it. Now, let's say with just characters in the game right now, does First Order Executioner make First Order Arena viable?
Executioner make him viable?
Yeah.
A little bit more, but not much. I think if they were to come out with another First Order character, then yeah, they'd probably start being viable. Because then there's four upgraded people on a First Order squad who's probably going to have more turn meter manipulation.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, how would they fare against Rey? It was essentially not very well. And that's the meta right now.
Yeah, I mean, Rey's a little broken, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Getting more turn meter than there should be. But even once they fix that, she still just goes... She goes so much more than I think anyone ever anticipated.
So BB-8's a little butt.
Yeah, and BB-8 is just a jerk. I mean, I love it. I love the team. It's so much fun. But yeah, not quite. But I think they just need like a somebody with like a really strong, unique that ties it all together. They probably need like another. I wonder if they need like another taunt. Maybe like a pre-taunter would be nice.
Well, they have a pre-taunt on Mass Kylo.
Oh, he definitely pre-taunt. Yeah, so I guess...
Did they find you?
Yeah, they found me. They're coming for me.
I'm not really sure. I'm not, like, familiar enough with the new characters.
Okay. They really did find you. Okay, so...
Yeah.
I don't know
very active Hawaiian cops.
Right? I guess, a pre-taunter, another pre-taunter. Maybe they don't have a cleanser, do they?
They need a cleanser.
A cleanser would be good.
They only had, like, a single target cleanse with Officer.
Yeah.
You know what they need, and this is, like, I don't know, maybe this is stupid, because you don't want them to go too far with some of this stuff, but, like, think about a character like R2, who has become this jack-of-all-trades, I-buff-any-team-I'm-on character. Like, the dark side doesn't really have that.
The only one is Thrawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, so it's like, you kind of... I'm wondering if... And listen, I don't love what they did. I mean, R2 obviously spans all these factions, and, like, he actually does that in canon, so I understand the choice and the fact that he does that in game, but it almost makes him too good, right? You can put him on any light side team and he's just probably the most key component to that team. He's transitioned and will continue to transition light side metas probably for the duration of this game. So the dark side doesn't have that character, and I wonder if maybe one of these First Order characters or a new character coming soon can act like that. That'll help tie it together a little bit with some of these other teams to, like, you know, that missing piece that buffs them in multiple ways, you know, because think about all the stuff you get with R2. All right. You buffs your team in multiple categories. It allows them to cleanse. It can stealth the whole team. It's just like, it's crazy. And the dark side teams don't have that. Just jack of all trades character that can bring it all together. So maybe something like that would work. Whether that's Hux or Snoke or whomever, who knows? Or maybe it's just a more generic character that synergizes well with them. Who knows? But that's probably at the end of the day what a lot of like dark side only teams are missing.
Yeah, I'll agree. We're missing our godly character. It's like, okay,
but I mean,
how annoying to have one.
Could that character? I mean, I hate to say this, but could that character be Imperial Probe Droid? And we just haven't realized it yet because not many people have him.
Speaking of which, I'm doing arenas, so he's on the team.
I mean, he's very good. I don't know, but I don't know if he does all that other stuff that like.
He's not the same support as R2 is.
Yeah.
I will say this about First Order Executioner, just digging into his profile here. Best news of all, one Carbonti.
Woo!
Thank God.
One Carbonti. I mean, there's nothing too crazy here. I mean, you need 3 stun cuffs. And everything else is, I mean, pretty manageable. So he's a pretty easy gear looking at him. Kind of happy about that.
Yeah, it's good.
It's been a while.
I like easy gears. Yeah, easy gears are nice. They're like refreshing because they don't exist.
Yeah, because they got rid of, I mean, I see one, like, it's the little odd things. Like, I see one Mach 3 holo projector.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's one of those things that you need a billion of them.
Yeah, it's like, so I got up to gear 9 last night from doing nothing, like, without even trying to find gear. And at gear 9, he needs that Mark 4 comlink.
Yeah.
And a Mark 9 weapon mod, which is 100 stun cuffs.
Yeah, and that's where the majority of the stun cuffs are. I mean, at gear 10, there's still a blue piece of gear. Like,
wow,
Mach 5 shield generator.
I might just go ahead and gear him up.
Yeah, the worst is probably... Yeah, the worst is the most annoying piece of gear in the game, and that's the new stun gun.
Yeah.
Worst piece ever.
I hate that piece of gear.
Worst piece ever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, you're already having a hard problem with stun guns. Here's the worst one.
Yeah.
It's four shitty pieces. Like, the eyeballs that you don't get ever, unless, like, I buy them from the store,
yep.
But, like, you barely get them. Thankfully, they're, like, for this game, decently valued in the shipments.
Yes.
It's the Bactigels.
Mach 4 Bactigels, which are a pain in the ass.
Which suck and never show up in my shard shop. Like, it's always the biotechs and then the droid callers, the new droid callers. They barely ever show up in there because I buy a lot of gear in that and, like, never get any. Mm-hmm. And then you got a stun gun and a Carbonti. It's just like, you gotta be kidding me with that piece.
Yeah.
That piece is the worst.
Yeah, I haven't run into a piece of gear worse than this in the game.
It's absolutely the worst. It is the worst
piece. It's not that common, though. So it could be worse, but I don't see it that often.
I mean, it's used by 130 characters.
Really?
No, that's just no. It's used by 67 characters. I read the wrong thing. 67 characters.
Okay. All right. So let's move on in the content update because there's a lot more to go on except for the new character. So we have the new character. Awesome. He's out there. Do the event. Pretty easy. So the event started on the 11th. So the next thing is we have Grand Admiral Thrawn returning. And not just him, we have his ship returning as well.
This is a big sigh of relief for a lot of people.
So the Artist of War and the Chimera events will be coming back, and I think they start on... The ship starts on the 18th. I'm just trying to see. Artist of War starts on the 18th. So they're both coming on the 18th and leave on the 24th, which is hilarious to me. Because the Home 1 event starts on the 25th.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we all read the update, we were like, did they not realize the Home 1 event's immediately afterward?
Yeah, and if you didn't, I think it's if you didn't spend crystals to refresh it, you would be 15 shards short.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm short. I'll only have them at 6.
Yeah, which I'm fine with six. I was just like, one day away. Come on.
Yeah, I still need to work. I don't think I'll make it quite on the Phoenix ships yet either. And Biston never shows up, so I gave up on that guy. But I'll have him six, and that's fine. I mean, the 5-star one works fine right now in Ship Arena. Like, I have no issues beating almost any team when I decide to do ships. So that's how good that ship is. Like, it's
yeah. Well, like,
it's the ship.
The it's speed so good. It's speed doesn't so matter as much on his ship than it does on like Tarkin's.
Yeah, it's just really, and it's the best I've found that it's I mean, Tarkin's pretty much just as good, but I like auto a lot of my ship battles.
Yep.
And it's one of the best autoable ships for sure. Like, I win probably 80% of the time on auto, which is nice.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who don't remember, you have to use all rebel ships to unlock the Chimera. So you got the two Phoenix, Wedge, Biggs, Bistons, and
Cassian's
U-Wing. Those are the only six ships you can get. So you need at least five to do it. So most people, I mean, they're pretty easily farmable. It just takes a little while.
But yeah, Bistons never really shows up. That sucks. Like, Bistons is the hardest one, I think, of them. But yeah. the other ones are not too bad.
Yeah, because you can get Cassian's in the Cantina shop.
Oh, Cassian's is easy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been playing this game for any amount of time, you have Wedge and Biggs both to 7-stars.
I would hope so, or you're doing it wrong. I mean, Wedge you could live without now in Arena. He's not used much, but obviously Biggs is still.
Yeah, and then the Ghost and the Phoenix are the ones where you're probably struggling the most.
Yeah, because they rotate in and out. They're not there every time, but they're very good ships.
Yeah, and you may not always have those may not always be your priority in there.
Yeah,
like you may still need Vader's ship.
All the rebel ships are good for the most part, so it's like worth farming them all if you're like a new player and you like want to work towards this. Like, all the rebel ships are worthwhile. Like, they're all very good, and you know, there's really no reason not to farm them. So.
Aside from the fact that they're rebels, but...
Well, except for the fact that they're rebels, of course, yes, sorry.
Now, do you guys think we will see the same influx that we did with CLS? Like, when CLS came back, regular Arena got flooded with new CLS teams. Are we going to start seeing a large wave of Thrawn ships just come out of nowhere and start competing for the top 20?
Yeah, because everyone knows probably how good his ship is at 5-star. They won at 7.
Mm. Now, did you notice what was missing from this description? I just caught it. No talk of a legendary event. Like the legendary bonus events.
The mythic event?
The mythic events. Like, you in the last update when we had the last... What was the last one? R2? They actually mentioned the mythic event. They're not mentioning it here.
Interesting.
Is part of it that in the Thrawn event, you don't have any of the other Thrawn characters, do you? Are those all those characters in there playable characters?
Well, no, it's just Empire.
But don't you have to use the same team? Oh, yeah, no, they changed that. You could use any Resistance team.
Any Resistance, any... what was the other one we had? R2-D2.
BB-8 and R2.
Yeah. You got to use any Rebels, and this one you should be able to use any Empire.
Yeah, but they didn't... I mean, it may still be there, and we'll find out rather quickly, but it's not mentioned here.
For now.
I mean, I can see them not having a mythic event for the ships.
Yeah, for ships. But for the Thrawn one, they should.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I would like it. Because I...
Yeah, I would like it. I would love to be able to play... To do the opposite battle with the Thrawn team. Because I just Gear 12 Death Trooper. So...
Nice. I did that a couple days ago. I just geared 12 Shore Trooper today.
I have Snow and Snow Trooper and Death Trooper done. I'm working on Veers next, but I went with the attackers first because I figure I wanted them buffed up for their damage. They're so good. Oh, they're so good. They're just so good. So much fun. So the trooper team is just such a blast. I'm excited that the Dark Side Territory battle is coming. I can finally use them.
Mm-hmm. And do you have Stark?
Yeah. He's almost to 7. He's need like 40 more shards. But he's gear.
You'll be going for that probe droid then.
He's gear 11. Yes, and I'll be able to wipe the floor with it because they're all gear 11, 2 gear 12s, and they're all max with good mods. So
I've heard lately that you still have to be careful with it.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, I did. I heard that like there were gear 10, gear 11 teams that would lose to it, but I think. Well, hopefully that's not the case. I'll find out in a couple days.
Yeah. because I have everything. I mean, I have Stark at gear 10 and Veers at 10 and the rest are at 12, and I'm still worried.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Before we move on, when does that happen?
Hold on. I got the event calendar up. I am prepared. The 15th.
Starts in 3 days, so got to think 6th. So, you said the 15th it starts?
Yep.
So the 18th, the same day as the Chimera starts, is the probe droid mission, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And by then... Oh, wow. Okay, so I guess we can go over a little bit of, I guess, how to take down that probe droid mission.
On the next... Well,
we'll be recording on the 18th, probably.
Oh, yeah, we probably will be. So, yeah, we'll be able to go over that. I mean,
a little mini strat sesh. There we go.
There you go. And basically, so Coleman and Dave will tell you what to do, and I will tell you how horrible it is. Yeah, be like, so turn 3, I got killed. It sucked.
I mean, I could kind of go over what to do. A little bit.
So hitting auto is not an option.
Okay.
I think it's important. Yeah, let's save it for next episode when one of us fails it, and then that'll be funnier.
When one of us fails it. Way to call me out.
We're
Dick.
Looking at you, Ednar.
You called yourself out. You called yourself out.
You brought that on yourself.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. So we have those two events coming up. Yay. Everyone should be happy about that. With the new character, of course, we always get new packs. So we have the 1300 Crystal Gambling Pack. 5 shards up to 330 shards. And then you have the First Order Merciless Bundle, which I think was, what, $9.99?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you get that bundle.
And you get 25 shards, some credits, mats, and the typical new character.
Yeah, the usual.
Then they have the Lightside Starter Bundle in the store for a limited time only. I think this is the third update that the Lightside Starter Bundle has been in there for a limited time only. So that's still in there. And then... what's that?
No. I was saying, I think it's because we all bought the
Is there something we can force you to buy on the show this week?
No, there's a long story to that, and I'll tell you after the show.
Okay. So that's that. I mean, there's bugs. There's something about German wrong description, so no big deal. And then they fixed the inbox message for Imperial Probe Droid. That's the one that said, here are your Princess Leia, or your Rolo shards.
Yeah, the most important message in the game.
What's ahead?
No, the most important message in the game. It now reads, instead of Rebel Officer Leia Organa, it now reads Imperial Probe Droid.
I don't know. There's a lot of better messages in the game.
That was the most important one.
Like, rank 1, heroic AAT rewards. I prefer that message.
No, not really. Because it's still, like, I'll still see, like, the rank 50 guy get better rewards than the first place guy.
Fair. And then everyone's favorite, what's ahead? And, okay, so here's what it says. Hold on to what you love. It's Rose. Suspense. Ooh. Sorry. I'm a little bitter. I'm a little bitter about the what's ahead section. This what's ahead section. I want it to be more difficult. I want there to be more guessing. I want there to be more, well, it could be this, or it could be this, or it could be this. Not like, oh, here's the line she says in the movie.
I think it's going to be porgs.
It's not going to be porgs, goddammit. This is the most obvious one since the beep, bop, boop.
I don't know. R2 one. No. Because hold on to something you love. People love porgs. So they're going to hold on to porgs.
Did porgs say this exact line in the movie like Rose did?
Well, I don't know. We don't speak porg.
Okay. Yeah.
They may have. They could have.
Didn't you hear the Chewbacca roar in the movie when it was roaring with him? He said, hold on to what you love.
Okay, then that would be Chewbacca, not porgs.
No, it was stupid.
No. Well,
we already have old Chewbacca.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, true. So then it just proves that it's Rose. It's Rose.
It proves that it's the porg.
No, it's not porgs. God damn it! I hate you. And Chewie does not love porgs. He tried to eat them.
But then he looked away.
You don't eat what you love.
He didn't do it.
Chewie is not Hannibal Lecter.
And then he grew to love them.
No, he grew to tolerate them, and then he physically attacked a porg. Yeah.
Yeah, but so do a lot of things.
So, yeah, yeah. Your theories are going down the drain. So we have Rose coming.
And you're in.
We don't know if it's going to be a marquee event, legendary event, obviously, but it's going to be Rose. I saw on the forums somebody was like, what did they say who it was going to be?
Darth Revan.
No, it's not going to be Revan. I've heard those rumors too, and I don't believe that either. Oh God.
Jango Fett.
No. what was Laura Dern's character? Why am I drawing her blank on her name?
Mace Windu.
No, that was Samuel L. Jackson, but close.
Padme?
No. God, why can't I figure out what Laura Dern's character's name was?
Wait, in what? In the movie?
In the movie.
Holdo.
Some people are saying it could be her, and I'm like, you're an idiot.
We've seen almost everything.
So, yeah. No, it's not her. It's Rose. CG, step up your hint game next time and make it a little less obvious.
Yes. Or what they should do is they should do something that's like such a tease personally for you, but then like being like...
Oh, they already did that.
Yeah, I know, right? But like do another one. Do a bounty hunter tease that makes you think it's him and then it's like Jango Fett or something. That's what I want.
Like have a quote that he says in the cartoon show and be like, oh, no, Jango Fett said that in canon, in this book. Be like, damn it.
It's more like DEFCON 5. Oh, my God, he's going to be in the game now. And then it's Jango Fett.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the last time they teased me with Hondo, I think that's when I got my ability to at everyone tag taken away from me in the guild. Because I tagged everyone, like, 3 times.
I'll give it back to you when he actually is added into the game.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. All right, so that is the content update and the event calendar. No new things outside of the ships and the Thrawn event coming back that got changed in the event calendar. So we talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the episode. The thing that is making me the most happy today, the thing that is making Painted Land the happiest of all happies today, and every guild officer or anyone who has tracked tickets in the past 2 years, happiest in the game right now, is they are fixing the daily raid tickets in the game. Now, it's not a, hey, you're going to log in and it's automatically fixed tomorrow. So what they told us is there's going to be a quality of life update on the horizon. But they wanted to get like a quick fix in there. to help alleviate some of the issues now before the quality of life update comes out and completely fixes it. So it's not 100% fixed right now, but it will be coming. But the interim fix that they did is what you have to do is complete a daily guild activity, navigate to the guild activity screen, then navigate to the guild management screen, like you're checking to see if you got your 600 or 600. But you may need to wait up to 5 minutes for it to refresh.
Yeah. I can't say anything bad because they're fixing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great way to communicate with everybody. Hey, this is a very big issue that literally everyone and their mothers complained about. That's either a guild leader or officer, and it's just I like it. It's a good way to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, it's a great way. It's amazing that they're communicating with us about this. Now, granted, this is not the ideal solution, and most likely this is not something anyone's going to actually do, because it would be on a person-by-person basis. And you can't even coordinate 50 people to hit the Rancor properly, more or less getting them to all at refresh time to wait 5 minutes on their guild management screen for it to refresh. Like, it's just not happening. But it's a simple fact that they're telling us that they're like, we're working on it, we're fixing it, here's something to help. When we do the quality of life update, it's going to be fixed.
Yeah,
that's all we wanted. Tell us that it's coming. Give us hope. And they gave us hope.
Rebellions are built on hope.
I
set you guys up. I'm like, somebody please say it. I'm like, I love that shit in there so bad.
And then I was going to go like, and then I will destroy it.
So I think the bigger issue on this, because, I mean, we all agree, if you listen to our podcast last week, you know, after Old Man River went to bed. After he went to bed, we went on hashtag I got my 600. You know, we went on a rant about this, so we are ecstatic about this. But there's one thing that kind of a lot of people might skip over a little or gloss over is there's another quality of life update coming.
Yeah,
and the last quality of life update it did. Made the game so much better.
Yeah, much faster to get through the stuff you need to. Yeah.
Like the 4x auto, greatest thing ever introduced to the game.
Yeah. Yep. They got to add it for ships, which I'm guessing they will.
Yep. So I guess we'll start with you, Coleman. What are two quality of life updates that you want to see come into the game? Now that we know tickets are being fixed, so you can't say tickets.
I don't really have any.
Really? There's not any, like, bugs or anything that you want fixed?
Not that I can think of right now. Not off the top of my head. I have to really, like, think about it for maybe a day or two.
Okay. Well, this is something we could probably talk about next week, too. Any come off the top of your head, Dave?
Well, yeah, so not the 4x thing, but... because that is in the game. I meant the I'd like you can't sim all of the ship challenges at the same time.
Yeah.
So I want that would be nice if they could just make that similar to how you can do that for. I know you have multiple challenges each day for normal challenges, but the day where you have all the ship challenges, like it should just have a sim all button too. I don't know. Other than that, I mean, I like what they've done. I wonder if there's anything else they can do to clean up some of the shops. It would be nice. You know what would be nice if they would do this? If, because I don't buy mods for crystals, but I do buy them for credits. It would be nice if they would just have, like, redo the way the mod store works for, and then just have, like, the top three be for credits and the bottom ones be for crystals. Just so, like, if you're not someone who's going to buy them for crystals, you can just really quickly, like, open it, okay, there's look at the mods that are available to purchase for credits and then just move on. Because, like, they're kind of intertwined and you can miss them sometimes now because they just jumbled and they randomly show up in each spot. Sometimes it's for crystals. Sometimes it's for credits. That would be nice. I think, other than that, though, I think it's...
I thought of one.
I think they're in pretty... Yeah, it goes characters and then ships and then gear... Characters, ships, gear. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything else that I'm like really desperately need right now.
I just got it.
All right, what's that?
I'm sitting on 1.75 million ally points.
Yes.
And I would love to see a quality of life update where you can multi-sim the Bronzium packs.
Yeah, like by like, yeah, they probably wouldn't do all of them, but yeah, like similar to how you can like sim a node 20 times, like if you could just sim them in groups of 20 or 30, it would go so much faster.
Oh yeah, because 1.7 million takes a long time to get rid of.
Oh no, yeah, it would take like an hour and a half, 2 hours to go through
all yeah.
that. Yeah. Have three devices running at the same time, like, okay, go.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one. But I spent, like, the 45 minutes, I think, one time getting mine down to zero.
Oh, I tried 45 minutes. I was down to 1.7 million.
Yeah, so I got it down to zero once, and I've kept it there because I don't want to deal with it. So I would say, well, first, my first thing would be to add another tier to challenges, heists, and no mega battles. But they came out yesterday and said there's no plans on doing that. So that one was shot down rather quickly. Mod management. There needs to be a better way to manage mods. I think that's a quality of life update everyone wants. So that would be my first big one. And then... I want to be able to save sets of mods.
What exactly? Yeah, like save a set, right?
And I want to save a set.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you save, like, a set, and you can move a set from a character to a character.
Yes, that is what I want. Like, if I'm putting mods from my arena team onto another team to finish some sort of legendary event or something like that, or even territory battles, I want to move all of them at once. Move all of them, yeah. So that is what I want for that,
hands down.
And then the other one, you know, was the challenge heist Omega Battles. I want another tier, another level of difficulty probably. But we are not going to be getting that anytime soon. So, yeah, that would be mine. But, I mean, there's going to be other quality of life changes that they come up with that we're not even thinking of that we don't even know we want yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they're going to do something with ships. In regards to the simming the battles, like you said, and then actually simming the fights, the arena battles themselves. That still needs...
I think you can sim them, though.
You can sim them. Do they go on 4x speed?
No, they do. They do. They go on 4x speed. When I was talking about simming before, I just meant the challenges.
Okay.
Yeah, you can sim it at 4x speed. I sim them at 4x speed.
Yeah, I want them to also, and this is a long, 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 long shot, and I don't know how it would work. I want them to come up with a way to sim raids. As odd as that sounds.
How would you sim a raid, though?
I don't know how they would work the payout system for rewards, but I don't think they can release, and I've said this numerous times, I don't think they can release another raid with having two relevant raids, territory battles, territory wars going on at the same time. That's too much going on.
Yeah.
But you can't just get rid of the Rancor. So, like, the majority of people have the Rancor on farm. I mean, I'd say 90% of guilds probably have him on farm. So, I mean, if you can somehow sim that and randomize rewards, You can still do it manually, but like in your guild, like for you two guys, if you guys could just, when you have the things, like, you know, sim the Rancor, get random rewards automatically from it. Just do it that way.
Like your guild leader or something would hit the auto-complete button?
Yeah.
And then and maybe everyone who's registered?
Yeah, like, oh yeah, you could do that, or it could be something like it costs 10,000 or 20,000 more raid tickets to sim it. It still gives you the option to do it, like, manually, or for 20,000 more, you can sim it, and the whole guild gets randomized rewards.
I still don't think I understand what value you're getting out of that. What, how is it different than just taking a zero?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for us, I mean, somebody still has to beat
one
it.
One guy solo it.
Yeah, that, just if you're worried about quality of life, then just take a zero. No one's making you do any other raid.
No one's making. But if they keep making a raid where somebody actually has to go in and do it, because you know it's not going to be just one person that goes in and do it. It's going to be multiple people that go in and do it. But then you add a third raid on top of that. You have to make the older stuff a little less relevant when you bring in.
Right, but you can already auto the Rancor.
Yes.
So technically you don't, like, it's, like, I know it's a lot on people's schedules, but you can just decide not to do it, take a zero, right? Or you can just hit auto. And there's plenty of, like, really good auto HAT teams, too. So, like, if a new raid comes out, it's not going to be autoable, right? It's going to be, like, you've got to sit here and play this raid to beat it because it's going to be really, really hard. So, and you could auto the two other ones. Like, I know you have to go in the game and you have to do that and whatever, whatever. But, like, that's just, I think I finally hit a point of, like, clarity with this game where you just realize, like, if you want to play this game, it is a time commitment. And if you don't want to play this game, then you don't have to make that commitment. But, like, otherwise, it's just, like, this is what it is. Like, you're going to have to play this game and pay attention to it for, like, an hour plus every day. Or you're going to fall behind. So, I don't know if, like, I guess you could, I just feel like just the way it's handled now is enough. But I guess if an entire guild was cool with autoing, or not autoing it, but, like, simming it, then I guess there's really no problem with it if someone's cool with it. But I feel like it gives people too much power to be like, if there's a couple people who don't want to do it, but the guild leader can still just decide to do it, like, I could see that being a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that still being a problem, but it's not like those people wouldn't get any rewards.
Right, but if they want to do, like, so there are people, right, and I'm sure this is the case for both of your guilds, there are guys in Yavin that clear it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. They go in there, and they have posted a score, and they have cleared it full clear every single time. I'm sure that's the case in your Dark Lord guild, Coleman. I'm sure that's the case in Dathomir. They clear it every single time. And the same thing for HAT. There is a handful of people who, like, always seem to have 20 million every single time. They want to do those raids. They're actively going in and doing them. Whether they're hitting auto or not, they want to do it if it's because they know they'll get better rewards or whatever. And I think the second you start to take that away, you're going to cause more problems than you were fixing in the first place.
Yeah.
Just my thought. I don't know.
Yeah. With not having any down days in the game anymore.
Yeah.
The easiest way to relieve some of that would be, like, with the Rancor. Or with the heroic AT.
You already can just take a zero and you don't have to worry about it. You know
take a zero and get worse rewards.
Yeah, but
you feel obligated. You feel obligated to do it so you can get the best possible rewards.
And that's up, but you can also just hit the auto. And that's up to you if you want to do that, though. Because think about it this way, right? If you're going to randomize all of the rewards for an entire guild, then there's going to be people in that guild who didn't want to do the randomization. They wanted to, they're like, hey, you know what? I like to go in and clear it three times a week. I was cool with that. Now I'm just being asked to randomize it, and I have no control over the rewards I get. Where before, at least I knew I was going to clear it, and I was going to be one of 20 people who did, and assuming like luck was on my side, I'd get better gear.
So, all right, well, we're getting nowhere with this. so we'll move on. Okay. So that is the server update that's coming. So we have a quality of life coming. We don't know when, but it's coming soon. I trademark soon, in August.
Hopefully
August. So I mean, I guess one thing we haven't really talked about since our weird timing of Christmas and then our special episode last week is how is Ray, PT Ray, whatever you want to call her, PT Ray,
Potty Training Ray,
Pork Tanner Ray, is how are you guys seeing her in the game? Now you both have her, but Coleman, you refuse to use her. Wait, I'm right on that, right?
Yep. All she's right. I mistakenly use a Zeta on her, but
wah wah. Okay, so Dave, you're using Rey. Rey is the new meta. I mean, she's, I'm looking right now, 43% of all rank 1 teams are PT Rey. So
yeah, she's very good on offense. Defense, she still has her problems, but offense, she's great.
I would say she's actually probably the best I've faced on defense in a long time. Just because
if you're not facing her with a Rey team, Rey versus Rey is a slaughter.
Okay, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like I'm running Titan still, so it was a CLS.
Okay, yeah, that totally could be the case. Yeah, when I face another Rey team, I have yet to lose.
It's but, a 50-50 for Titan.
Okay,
it's straight up like you go in and you could beat them in 45 seconds, or you can get smoked in 45 seconds. It's hit or miss, but I will be the first to admit I was wrong. McMull was right.
You heard it here. Live, you heard it here.
I was wrong. McMull was right. PT Ray is real good in PvE. And PvP. So she's real good in Arena, and she's real good in Raids. So I think, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Rey is ridiculously powerful, but she's not game-breaking. She's not game-breaking. Like CLS, when CLS first came out, he was game-breaking. Rey is not game-breaking.
I still hate him.
Yes, but Rey is not CLS.
No. Rey is not Rey without
BB-8. Yeah, true. Now, what team do you use, Dave?
What team do I use?
Yeah, which variation?
So I use Rey with BB-8, R2, GK, and the last one I can't figure out who I like more. I've used Thrawn, Han, and CLS, all with good results. So right now CLS is in only because I like to just. Of the three, I like to keep CLS modded well for Territory Wars, so like I just decided to give him the better mods of the other ones, and I just use him because he works well. But I, either one of those three work really, really well. I kind of want to, once I'm done Troopers, I was thinking about gearing up Chopper and trying him because I know that's been fun.
What about Old Ben?
Too many Carbonis, and I'd rather give those to other characters.
What about Scavenger Rey?
Scavenger Rey's good. She's brutal too to gear 12 because she needs a bunch of stun guns, I think. And that team is actually the hardest one I've faced. So like of all the Rey teams that I've faced, the one that uses Scavenger Rey as the fifth with GK and the two droids is the hardest one I've faced. And I think it's pretty hard too. If you actually can just not use GK at all and use Old Ben, and it is still hard. I don't love Old Ben as your only taunter though, because there's he may never taunt. But he's still very good and works well on that team. But yeah, no, I think Scavenger Ray is legit with the Jedi Training Ray. It's very good on defense too, because it's so much foresight. It's just a pain in the butt to fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's literally times where you can't hit anyone. So it's like everyone has foresight. And you're like, this is stupid. I can't hit anyone right now. Like, even if no one's stealth, like, or you have like half the characters are stealth and everyone else is foresight. And you're like, well, whatever. This is stupid. That team can be rough, certainly to face. So I love her. I think she's a ton of fun. I like that she's not broken like CLS. I think you guys do too. And you know, whether you use her or not, you have to admit, like, this CG did a good job designing this character, because it's a character that has synergies with a lot of other characters, hopefully with more to come shortly soon if we get some more Resistance characters. But she doesn't feel broken in the same way that CLS did, to where it's like, if you don't have CLS, goodbye to the top 50. You can still,
and if anything, hell, you don't even need to have CLS to be top 50 anymore.
No, and if anything, she's brought back, brought forward a bunch of other teams, right? Because she's around, she sucks against Night Sisters. Like, Night Sisters, she's absolutely dominate Rey teams from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But because Night Sisters are around, I have a couple people gearing up trooper teams on my shard and are ready to use their trooper teams full bore in arena. So, like, this is, I think, what we all hoped for, right? You bring one person in, that brings someone else down, but that brings this other one in. And, like, I've got some diversity of Asajj leads and Talzin leads and GK leads still. There's still a couple people holding on to Zaris. I don't know why. And you have your CLS lead still, and you have your Rey lead. So, you know, arena feels a little bit more diverse right now. Still some work to be done, but definitely better than it was.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than what it was. I don't have any issues with it, so.
I mean, I could use something a little more. I want, as much as it's not going to happen, I want CLS out of the CLS leads out of the meta. He's been there long enough. I want something else in there besides Rey. I refuse to do Night Sisters because, honestly, I think the zombie cheese comp is not good. I hate the fact that you're rewarding someone by not gearing up a character.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, the Gear 7 zombie cheese is, anyone who runs that, like, I want to yell at certain people on my shard that run that, because they're good players and they have great rosters and they've always been really good about, like, theory crafting. And now they're using that, and I'm like, this undermines that because it's so cheesy. Like, if I'd almost prefer someone have a completely Gear 12 zombie, because at least that's not cheese. Yeah. Like, I understand that the character's a hard one you have to work around, but the Gear 7 cheese thing is ridiculous because, like, you can't fracture the character then.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you could fracture kills him or kills her. So you're left with very little options in some of those cheese teams. Are very hard to beat, and they're just like, all right, well, I'll just avoid it. And it is broken. I don't know how they fix that though. You know what I mean? Like, how do you fix that?
Yeah, because no matter what you do, he comes back. Like, they made him immune to basically any form of death mark, anything like that. So no matter what happens, when he dies, he's dead. I mean, maybe they could come. I mean, this is a long shot. They come out with a fracture that does no damage type of ability. I mean, it's a long shot, not that feasible. But fracture somebody, but it does no damage.
No, and yeah, I know, because I faced my first like a gear 12 zombie with Talls and all them, and I and like with Thrawn, and I'm like, oh, this isn't that bad. But then the cheese one, I'm like, okay, now I have no idea what to do, because you can't keep that character fractured.
Nope.
So it's frustrating. Definitely frustrating. So yeah, don't do that, because I'll be sad if you do that.
Yeah, like I have a couple of the cheese comps in my shard, and it's like I have to. It inevitably comes down to me and God, who is that? Elklight, and yeah. I lose. I have a full team, and I lose to a gear 7 level 80 zombie. And an Alkalite. Because there's nothing I can do. I can't attack the Alkalite who's stealthed the whole time. And I have to attack... I have to just keep killing the zombie over and over again. So I time out on it and I lose. I just hate it. That needs to go away. That needs to be gone. So and I want... and but if you get rid of that, then you're just back to everyone just having Ray.
Yeah.
So, hopefully some of these new characters will introduce a new gameplay, like, you know, when we get Rose, or hopefully when we get Hux, or, you know, who knows when we get Hondo. Eh?
Yes, when we get Hondo.
When we get Hondo. Hondo will be game-breaking. Hondo comes with soloing the Rancor. That's his special, Solo the Rancor. So, other than that, Coleman, how do you feel about Rey in the game right now?
She doesn't bother me.
No.
I beat her team. I don't have any issues with her.
No, you're still running the Thrawn. Imperial Probe Thrawn. Droid.
Yep. Star. There's no issues.
Okay. Now, what kill order do you guys do? Like, I've heard numerous different ways. Like, do you take out BB-8 first? Do you take out Rey first? Some people take out R2 first, so he can't stealth.
Imperial Probe Droid scans away all the buffs. God, they found me again. Imperial Probe Droid scans all the buffs away. Thrawn fractures Rey, and then I just murder Rey.
You take out Rey for BB-8. Yep. Is that what you do too, Dave?
What do I do? Well, because with GK, I don't like when, I get rid of GK because of the crit immunity.
Mm.
So, because crit immunity shuts down the turn meter.
Oh, yeah.
You need the crit for expose. So, I really quickly get rid of GK, and GK's gone really fast, because I run a fast GK, so my GK goes before almost every other one on my shard. I'm actually pretty sure every single one, but like one of them. So I do the all assist on GK after a couple turns, like, because, you know, Ray's already gone once at that point, if not twice, and other stuff. So once he's gone, then I just focus down normally R2 and then Ray, and then, you know, go from there. Depends who else that other character is. Like, sometimes people are using Thrawn. I'll maybe ability block Thrawn, so I don't have, like, because if he fractures like BB-8, you're kind of screwed. So, you know, I might take him out, but normally it's GK, just because that crit immunity can shut down the exposes, which shuts down the turn meter.
Okay. Yeah, I generally take out BB-8 first.
It's a good one to take out too if you can get to him. But he's hard to get to. That's the other thing.
See, what I do is the way my speed works out generally is I stun R2, buff immunity on Kenobi with CLS, and then fracture BB-8. Like, mm-hmm. That's usually my... And then pray to God it works from there on out. And that's where it gets 50-50. So, but all right, we'll move on from this. We have, you know, other things we want to talk about. So, One thing we'll talk about real quick, the last thing we'll probably talk about, is territory wars. I guess we've never had a full talk. Like, how are territory wars going for you guys? How are you guys liking them? What are you guys thinking that works? Coleman, what do you think?
I'm loving them now. Before, I was hating them. And I think I'm learning to finally get the hang of it. So, it's actually a lot of fun. If you get your guild involved, like them actually participating and communicating with each other, it's great.
Okay, you're not tying anymore, are you?
Tying. No. Yeah, it's always a win or a loss now.
Okay. Is ties really a thing anymore? I haven't heard people complain about it.
I don't know. You haven't heard a lot of people complain about ties. But they are a lot of work now.
They really are. They've turned into more work than territory battles.
Yeah, territory battles, like, okay, the first 3 days, it's like a mini vacation. It's like, just do your thing.
Have you guys lost yet?
Yeah, of course.
Like, actually lost. Not a tie, which is technically
lost. Yeah, lost. Yeah, we've lost. I mean, because I'm back in Yavin now, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm in the
fancy.
After us?
But no, I lost in Lothal, and then I lost. We lost in one. We won one and lost one for Yavin, so since I've been back. But yeah, no, I think it's fun just because you get to use your roster. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. I wish they changed the scoring so defense mattered more. Like if you had a particular team that's really hard to beat, I'd love to see points for defending well, because that would break ties, and then we would never have to worry about like the ties would just feel so, they just feel shitty. Like who wants to tie? But I mean they're fun because you get to use your roster. It's fun to see different people's strategies. Where they're putting certain characters, are they putting their best stuff up front, or are they sprinkling it throughout, or do they have stuff at the end that's just, you know, really tough? We faced one that, like, only used gear 8, 9 characters on defense. They just saved all their stuff for offense to force a tie. I thought that was actually a pretty boring strategy, but whatever, it worked. It's interesting, but I think they still need some work on the scoring, which I would like to see done. There's still some stuff they have to fix from that standpoint. But it is fun to be able to use your full roster again, because you used to be able to like mess around with teams a little bit in Galactic War, but now the Galactic War is so easy, you can't really do that anymore. So your only opportunity to like mess with team comps and actually play legitimate team comps, which is cool too, is Territory War. So I like it for that reason.
Yeah, I wish there was more. Like I was telling Coleman this last night, we were talking, and we actually had a guy in our guild who, I think they said, we talked with the other guild, he survived 10 attacks. Like, he single-handedly won us our territory.
Territory?
Hmm. Yeah, like, he was running a Night Sister team with a Gear 11 zombie. Thank you very much, cheese people. They couldn't get past it at all. They cleared every, like, it was they put it in the top, the first one in the top, so it blocked all the ships and stuff like that, and they never got past that zone. And so he was, like, the MVP of our guild, but we didn't get anything extra for having that good of a team in there.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would do it. It's not mandatory, obviously. We're getting smoked this week, though.
Really?
We're getting smoked.
Oh.
Like, we aren't... So they took out our entire south. So they took out 6 zones. We haven't taken out one of their zones yet.
How?
Their first two is all gold, like 95k plus power, Xeris and CLS teams.
That's not bad to take out, though.
It's not bad if you have... I mean, you got to remember, we're only 84 million galactic power. We don't have that many CLS Team Breakers and Zaris Team Breakers.
Yeah, right? I guess that's true.
And I told my guild, and this is one thing I love about Territory Wars, is I'm taking a back seat for a couple Territory Wars, taking a break. I'm still going in it. I'm still participating, but I'm putting all my teams on defense. So other people don't have to. I'm not putting crap teams on defense, but any teams I would save for offense, I'm putting on defense too.
Mm.
So I think I have like three teams that are over like 92K, which, you know, will do just fine. And then, you know, I have another five or six teams that are 75 to 90K. So, and then put my ships in there and, you know, all that fun stuff. I'm like, you know what, guys, putting in defense, you guys go to town. I'm taking the time off. Yeah. I'll collect my winnings tomorrow. But I like that you can do that. If you're burnt out or you want to take a break, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I actually like
on defense.
I like Territory Wars more than I like Territory Battles.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Just because Territory Wars is more of a fast-paced, quick thing, where Territory Battles is over like 6 days. This is like, yeah, okay, you really only have to do like probably 30, 40 minutes of gameplay to participate fully in Territory Wars. Whereas in Territory Battles, you're doing 30, 40 minutes a day. So, I don't know. I like it. I'm a fan. Yay. Ednar's actually a fan of something. He's not going to be negative.
Unless it was Honda, then he'd be negative again.
No, if it was Honda... All right, I would... No. No, I'm not going to give them the idea. I'm not going to do it. Okay. We're going to move on. No, I was going to say, if they make Hondo the reward for one of these territory battles or territory wars, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to buy my way into TI or Dark Lords. I'm like, I don't care.
Hey, whoa. Don't associate this with TI.
Okay, fine. I'll buy my way into Dark Lords.
You just got to buy your way in. You just got to... get good.
I just have to have another 1 point some odd million galactic power.
Oh man. Get good.
You dick. You're so mean to me, Coleman.
That's his podcast name, by the way.
Get good.
Get good. God damn it, Coleman. Hate you.
You're welcome.
So I guess that should do it for us this week.
I think so.
Yeah. I think we got through everything. I mean, I fully expect another decent size update, because if we still haven't found out why the login characters are Finn and Poe, that has to tie into something.
I'm so curious about that.
Like, yeah.
If it plays history, it has to do something with probably a new legendary that you need them for, and the only one I can think of is Hux.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm still holding out hope that Hux is going to be coming out.
I still think the legendary is going to be Snoke, but it could be Hux.
Which half? No?
The bottom half.
The bottom half of Snoke,
definitely,
okay.
Definitely the bottom half. The top half it will be like in those $1,000, those 1,000 crystal packs. But then you can get the bottom half of Snoke through the event.
Okay. Like, yes. So you get that. You got the bottom half free.
Yeah. Or top half is hard note only. There you go.
Yeah. 16. You have to farm. No. See, 16 node hard node, or 20 light side hard node for the top, dark side hard node for the bottom. There you go. That's a win-win for everyone. No.
Sure.
I guess not.
We'll go with that.
Sure. Okay.
Just get good.
God damn it. I hate it. Dave, don't you start with me too.
Hey, you know what? I rarely ever start, so.
Yeah, true. It's always Coleman. He's the instigator.
Oh, I know.
Especially when he has Grande with him, and then they team up on me, and it's like, aw.
I know. Sorry, I left you alone.
Yeah, you had to. I had to go to bed.
Hey, he had painted, but he didn't really hold us back.
No.
That should tell you all you need to know.
He harasses me more than Coleman. Yeah, so I better get good. All right. Well, all right. You guys have any shout-outs you want to do this week?
I have a big one.
Okay, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
My guild mate, one of our guild officers, Smack. Thank you so much for all the work you've been putting in the past day and all of today. It's really showing in this territory war. So, big props to you, buddy.
Thanks. All right. Dave, you got anyone you want to throw a shout-out to?
You know what? I will also shout out to Dark Lord and Pritch, who've done a ton of work at Yavin on Territory Wars. And we won the last one. Maybe it was because of a glitch, but either way, we still won. And I still have confidence we'll win this one. They had some really tough teams up front, but we're working our way through them. And I think the way that we've kind of reworked our defense is definitely shown to be a little bit better than maybe the way it was before. So really shout out to them. And honestly, shout out to anybody in the community that's putting in a ton of time for their guilds for Territory Wars. That's awesome. You the real MVP.
I'll go on this recording and I'm sorry, Dave.
And then also just a shout out to Ednar. Make sure you get good, man.
Oh, yeah, damn it. Okay, I have a weird shout-out this week because it has nothing to do with Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I'm giving a shout-out to another podcast on my second favorite game that I play. I've been vocal about it, and that's Overwatch.
Woo!
The Overwatch League Network, Overwatch League, started yesterday, and one of my favorite podcasts are by some friends of mine by the names of Totally Drunk, Spider, and Slambo. It's called Overwatch League Network. So if you're an Overwatch fan, you should be watching the Overwatch League. I think they had 450,000 people watching last night.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous the amount of money that's gone into this. Like, Twitch paid $90 million for a 2-year third party transmitter fee.
Wow.
It's $20 million to buy a team. And it's like, so Robert Kraft from the Patriots bought a team. The guy from the Rams bought a team. Like, all these NBA owners are buying teams. So it's the real deal. But I want to give a shout out, so go check it out. Overwatch League Network. Hosted by Totally Drunk, Spider, and Slambo. I am also playing Overwatch. You can hit me up on the Discord and all that stuff. I'll give you my battle net. But that should do it.
Next time.
Until next time, next week. Get good?
Yes, get good.
Get good, Ednar. Yay. All right, have a good one, guys.